Sybil, player, Lisa Ray is on the phone.
What up?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa Ray.
Back.
Good
morning.
Oh, I sound excited, huh? I'm hyped.
Yeah, you are hyped.
I am. And it's not because it's early in the morning, and I'm not on the same time zone as y'all. It's because I got some stuff happening this weekend. It's real big.
Yes, you do. On TV
y'all know
One.
About it.
Yes, on TV One, tomorrow night. It is Lisa Ray's directorial debut in the movie Skinned. The 90-minute film addresses the global epidemic of skin lightening.
Yeah, and let me explain that, because what it is, see, the name grabs you. When you say skinned, you think, you know, nakedness, you think bare. But what it is about the epidemic of skin bleaching, and which is an over-the-counter drug that causes cancer. So it happens to our sisters and brothers over in Africa and the Caribbean, but now it's gotten over here. Sammy Sosa is a great example. Mm. When he first started in his career, he was a different color, and he's a different color now, and not that natural color. So it speaks to the insecurity in you and what you believe beauty is and how we suffer from that. Of not being told that we're beautiful enough in whatever skin that we come in.
Why was it important for you to address this issue?
Well, for me, because I'm known for beauty, I thought it was maybe like maybe more controversial for a light-skinned woman to be able to do a film about a dark-skinned matter, subject, and problem. And so I wanted to be able to put all eyes on this, because some of the producers of this film has had family members that has actually gone through this. And when you see somebody that's skin bleaching, because we thought Michael Jackson was doing it, and we don't know if that was true or not, but we do know that Michael started out dark brown skin, and now he was light skin. So we're like, well, what happened? And what goes on with that? What kind of, you know, kind of prescription is he taking? There is a product on the market called White-alicious. White-alicious. I guess they kind of took it after Bootylicious, right? when Beyonce put that in the dictionary. But White-alicious to be able to bleach your skin. And I'm like, wow. So actually, when this film came to me to direct, I wanted to get my feet wet. So not only believing in being able to educate the people about this, but to be able to direct and step from in front of the camera to behind. And,
so
and
is there are there serious health issues to skin bleaching?
Oh yeah.
Like what?
It causes skin cancer. You can't even be in the sun. So that means in the summertime, you wearing gloves and hats to shield yourself from the sun, in which that's vitamin D, and we need that to grow, to glow and to grow. So, you know, there is some, you know, some repercussions behind taking this over-the-counter drug, and that's the thing about it. We don't know exactly what we're buying into, just like sometimes when we're eating. We now got to pay people to not put pesticide on the organic fruits and vegetables that comes out of the ground. That's crazy to me. So this is something that, for me, I knew that I could be able to shine a little light on, and I'm actually happy about doing it and having such a controversial matter talked about.
Isn't it crazy in 2016 we're still talking about this light skin, dark skin, and with all of the things that our young women and young men and the issues that they have with their self-esteem and what have you, that the color of our skin is still playing such an issue?
I know, like even Viola and Pisa, when they won the Oscar, everybody's like, oh, they're such a dark-skinned beauty. Well, why can't they just be beautiful?
Hmm.
Why does it have to be a dark-skinned beauty? You know, why is light skin so pushed and forced in our face? Just like the models that's on the magazine, they're being pole size, so now it's teaching and showing society that, hey, this is the size that has to be recognized for success. No, that's not true at all. And so I just want to use my platform now for something more than I have in the past, just adding on some different titles and responsibility for me.
So now that you've been behind the camera, are we going to continue?
You loved it?
I love the fact that I did not have to be in hair and makeup for 2.5 hours before I get to the set.
Now, you are in the movie.
I love the fact that I was in the boss position, that I was saying, action. Y'all go ahead and remember all these lines, Flubber, as many times as you want to, because I won't get in trouble. I'm going to sit right here in this chair until you get it right.
And you're in the movie.
I did. I make a cameo as well.
Oh, just a cameo?
Just, well, I have a small role, a couple of scenes, but I lent myself to the film.
All right.
I just finished the Mickey Howard story for TV One that's coming out. in the lighter part of March. So I'm still in front of the cameras, too. But I got a little bored, you know, to be quite honest. And I wanted to be more involved in the creativity and the angles and the panning over to the left and right. So I just wanted to be able to just expand, you know,
single
make
ladies
a little
is,
money while I'm sleeping.
Single ladies is finished?
For me, it is.
Okay.
Politically correct answer, right?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
All right.
And Skint has been nominated for awards at the Pan-African Film Festival. We get a chance to see it tomorrow night on TV One.
90 Minutes, TV One, Skint, the directorial debut of Lisa Rae McCoy.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
thank
Lisa
you.
Rae.
Thank you. I love you guys. I'll see you on the cruise. Y'all not cruising without me this year.
No, ma'am. Come on.